Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So happy that we're together in this way through time and space, and also the simplicity of a little audio recording. But it's much more than that. Let's think about this as a transmission, and we'll together join heart to heart and soul to soul to receive the messages that we need to embetter our lives and thus to share with the world around us. So take this moment. We're going to get settled and get ready for a meditation and also for a little bit of conversation. And of course, I'll be doing the talking, but you'll be doing the listening. And in the listening, sometimes you hear things that aren't actually in what is being said, because that's your spirit speaking to you. So as we come to prepare ourselves to listen deeply to what is being said, both from external sources and internal sources, we first prepare ourselves. And the way to prepare ourselves in a good way, that's gentle to the body and the mind and the spirit, is to first simply relax yourself. And be with the entirety of your being just the way it is without trying to change one thing. So in that way, we let whatever discomforts are there just be there. Whatever worries and concerns, whatever hopes and dreams, all of the stuff that makes us human beings, we let it all be there just the way it is. And then we simply relax our grip on all of it. And then to move beyond the positive and the negative, the good and the bad, the in and the out, the up and the down, we simply connect with the breath. And isn't that funny? Because the breath seems like it certainly is moving in and out and up and down and round and round. But begin to attend your breath from a little bit of a deeper place. And from here, we can begin to see that the breath comes from a source, and it is the very source of our life. So in this way, it seems that we are breathing life in and out, but actually life is simply flowing through us. And then we realize that that life itself is the energy of God. And therefore, you and I are the energy of God in form, in expression, and the way that divinity knows itself. And so in that very same way, this is the conversation having itself. Not me talking to you, but simply the energy of life being with itself Isn't that something to think about? And now consider with me for a moment that this energy of life has its own deep wisdom, what we sometimes call its own intelligence. And from the depths of you, from your awareness, consider life in all of its forms. Consider the spirals that make up so many things, the galaxy, the fiddlehead fern, the snail shell, so many plants, all of the little designs, the perfect spiral of life, with its little golden equations that unfurl just perfectly. Its membranes, its cells, the breath process of every living creature, the trees and the forest, the earth and the soil, the plant and the animal, the wind and the water, fire. Just think about all of it that make up life, all those things. And then we begin to realize what a miracle it is to be right here, right now, to be aware, to have a body, no matter in what condition, what age, what shape, what size. The miracle of knowing oneself is a profound gift. And so let's just take a moment to honor that gift. Okay, and from this place here, I don't know what it's like for you. For me, my eyes are closed and I'm just feeling a deep connection to every plant, every animal, everything we just talked about. A deep interconnectedness and a humble gratitude that we get to experience this and that I get to experience this as an individual being. Life is certainly a miracle. And so the energy of these times, oh, what's the date today? January 7th, 2021. The energy of these days is so transformative. I feel that we are being asked to deeply release the past. In fact, every moment before this very one, all the constructs that we make in our thinking minds and all the wounds that we hold in our emotional bodies, all the way back to childhoods and even past lives. What would it mean if we were able right now to achieve pure forgiveness and to let every old hurt and wound go? Sometimes that seems difficult because then we don't know who we are. But who you are is so magnificent, sometimes profoundly more magnificent than you will let yourself imagine. And so I ask you right now to imagine that you are that magnificent and that wonderful and that beautiful. Maybe you can hear the little plane flying overhead. And we imagine the human being that's in it flying it, just as magnificent as you. As humanity on planet Earth, we seem to have a task before us. And each will see that task slightly differently. But when we really consider what we are doing here, don't you get the sense that we are stewards, caretakers, and light workers, way showers for an entirely new world? It is such a thing to think of. So we don't come from a place of old inadequacies, can'ts and won'ts. We instead forgive. We forgive the limitations that we have placed upon ourselves and that we have perceived in others. We move beyond thoughts of a world that is evil and wrong, or at least bad. And we begin now in this new world to allow thoughts from spirit, which are always good-natured. Not good as the opposite of bad, but good as in wholesome, kind, and loving. The qualities with which we like to be treated. And so we open up past limitation. We opened up beyond a limited perception of ourselves. And we enter into a very real world of form and matter, of earth and density, of human bodies and food and air and breath, sunshine and rain, oceans and rivers, trees and forests. We enter into this world knowing that our birthright is nothing less than this thing that we call the kingdom of heaven or Christ consciousness. And it is this that we steward into being, that we nurture in our relationships, that is the salve for all wounds, and that is the healing for all sickness. To the mind, sometimes it seems too good to be true, but to an open heart, it is always pure medicine. And so now we let this medicine flow through us. Feel it filling you like a golden elixir, like the warm rays of the sun warming your skin. Inside, outside, all around. The purpose of our meditations is to stay in this divine light and to allow this divine life to flow through us, unencumbered by doubt or worry or concern, so that right now, even though we might not have any idea how to even do this day, let alone next week or this coming year, we are immediately comforted by that warm sunshine of spiritual understanding that as we need whatever it is, it appears before us through our very presence and allowing. And so we offer a prayer together harmoniously that we allow God to flow through us in all endeavors. And where I want something, let me instead give it away that I might realize its abundance in me and all around me. When I want to be understood, I simply seek to understand. And when I want to be loved, I simply share the love that is already in me. On and on it goes, until we realize from the experience of our being that giving is receiving. Said simply, we do not need to know what we will do next week, for today is sufficient unto itself, and all that we need will be given as we need it. So we welcome you this new year, 2021. We welcome you, Christ Consciousness. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, beautiful guide. We welcome you, Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, Friend, Beloved God. We welcome you, Cosmic Consciousness. We welcome the divine life to flow through us, and we accept our mission as light workers and stewards, happily, joyously, and as children, with that kind of innocence. And from here now, in every moment, we know that it is possible to realize the living spirit of God in all that we do. And so let's take a few minutes to just be with that spirit and to feel it filling us from the inside out. awareness now comes to the spiritual eye. And imagine your crown chakra at the very top of your head opening and a pure stream of bright white light coming into you, filling your entire spine, all of your subtle energy body, down through you into the earth, coming out both sides, left and right, front and back. And now, like a shining star emitting in every direction this light of God, the awareness now a superhighway of interconnectedness with God alone. This is the divine light of transmutation, turning every cell into pure light. And from here we affirm, I am free. I am unlimited. There are no chains that bind me. I am free. I am unlimited right now. And so it is. Stay here in this meditation as long as you wish. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Om, peace, amen.